Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Poppy Evil. It is, well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up and hard to tell what they're gonna try. That being said, it's also the 5th day of April, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 44 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 46 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. A little cloudy, a little cooler, but still, spring's a-coming. I mean, we could still have it. We could get cold and snow like hell, but everything's about melted around here. It's been raining in the last couple of days. Anyway, yesterday we started talking about massacre was Masonic gun grab, and we only made it a couple of paragraphs, and we're going to pick that up at the shooting was a psyop, and we'll do that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, like I said, we're going to pick up on the article where we left off yesterday. The massacre was Masonic gun grab, says New Zealand man, and this is from Henry Macau, and it was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. I'll read the first sentence here. I am from New Zealand and have a lot of information on the shooting and Freemasonry in New Zealand. First, a little background, and he talks about how his dad was the head of the Blue Lodge. This guy, I mean, his family was deep into it. And we were down to the part about the shooting psyop. Here is some of what I know about the shooting psyop. I have been hand circulating this where I live, trying to get the information to non-Freemason cops and former non-Freemason military people. Publish as you feel appropriate. Upon reaching the rank of Master Mason, a Freemason enters into a verbal contract known as an oath of obligation of a Master Mason. This oath is damning and an act of treason. The Master Mason agrees in employment situations. He will always employ a Freemason over a non-Freemason. And we've talked about this before, and the fact that they get a third more for the same fucking work. I mean, this is the roots of what destroyed our fucking country, people. These secret fucking societies. Now, can you have a goddamn secret, group that gets together when you're, yeah, but you can't be in a public office if you do, and it should be monitored. Hell, if we get together, five of us in a fucking room, they'll try to get an FBI agent in there to see what we're talking about. They'll bug your fucking house. And who's doing it? These son of a bitches. This is the power elite. This is why, Our courts, government, military, and intelligence heads are Freemasons, just like here. The Master Mason also agrees to obey the call for aid from another Freemason and obey any higher rank Freemason without hesitation unless it endangers his life or his family's life. This is why all royal commissions of inquiry are headed by Freemasons in New Zealand. This is why they can protect their own and always have done. It is why the Urbis report was a litany of lies. There can be no just and free society when people who enter secret agreements to advantage themselves over the rest of us end up in the top position, and that is what has happened in this country. And the fucking ground troops have come, I mean, it's all come right from the Masonic lodges. And like I said, and, you know, people who don't understand just who these people are, when in during World War II, Aleister Crowley came to the United States. He spent World War II over here, and he wrote all of their ceremonies, you know, for the, to go, as they go up in rank, the different ceremonies. And black magic. It's evil. I mean, there is a good and there is a bad. There has to be a yin to the yang. I mean, that's how you measure things in this world. Aleister Crowley, I think everybody knows who he was. In New Zealand, all royal commissions of inquiry have been headed by Freemasons or their spouses. Utter cover-ups in New Zealand. To be a sir or dame, you have to enter the order and be at least an entered apprentice to qualify. The mosque shooter was identified as a member of the Masonic Forum in Kaberia, Australia. This means he is a Freemason. This was censored on the New Zealand internet by 9 a.m. the next day by the Freemason Prime Minister and the Freemason head of the police, Mike Bush. New Zealanders have, you know, don't forget those yellow jackets over there in France. They went and attacked. They burned one of the lodges down. The people over there, they understand what's going on. They know who's behind it. And the people here better fucking figure it out too. We outnumbered them thousands and thousands and thousands to one. And what they have done to us is just incredible. But it's been done through secrecy. And like I said, the FBI, you know, the ones that, you know, if a bunch of us got together and started talking, even church groups get together. If there's, you know, and if they go, they're going to send somebody in, they're going to find out what you're fucking talking about. But they run these Freemasonry is running this country since its inception. And they never do they investigate, because they fucking hold all the key fucking positions. New Zealanders have been denied the information via mass government censorship. This is unlawful in New Zealand. Please let New Zealanders know through any channels possible. The Freemason shooter kills 50. I don't believe one bit of it, because it looked like a game, like I said, looked like a game of Grand Theft Auto. I mean, that technology being used. I don't know that anybody was killed there. And but this guy, unless he's seen it, he probably doesn't know either, but he's correct about who's behind it and why they did it. Because the world is finding out who these son of a bitches are. And they got to get the world disarmed, because in this world, they're like a drop of water in the ocean that have been fucking making misery for the rest of the world for all these fucking years, people. All my life, all my dad's life, your dad's life, clear back to the beginning of this country. And before that, over in the old world. The Freemason cops didn't turn up on time and helped the two other shooters get away. They then retreated, threatened anyone who shared video of the other shooters with 10 years in jail. The 22-year-old who was hiding out the back in the car park during the shooting captured 8 seconds of footage on his cell phone of the other two shooters, also censored in New Zealand, has been arrested and threatened with 15 years in jail. It is likely his defense lawyer provided is a Freemason. This is how they railroad people in court in New Zealand. The Freemason Prime Minister says the Freemason Intel Service knew nothing. But don't worry, the Freemason courts will handle it, just like here, people. She also starts an inquiry headed by Freemasons. The Freemasons controlled New Zealand media, all Bob there. all bob their head. All bob their heads in time and never question the illegal action of the New Zealand government and Prime Minister have taken. The senior CH, whatever in the hell that is, cops for Freemasons. Every head of police in New Zealand has been a Freemason. The heads of the New Zealand military are all Freemasons. The heads of the New Zealand intelligence services are Freemasons. The heads of the New Zealand courts and senior judges are Freemasons. The New Zealand Prime Minister is a member of the Order of the Eastern Star, female Freemasons. Head of police in New Zealand is Mike Bush. Mike is from my hometown of Westport. That is how I know for a fact that he is a very senior Freemason. After World War II, the Western governments of the world promised their people they would never pass a law regulating human beings ever again, because that is what the Nazis did. They have not, as they can only create commercial law and not common law. Wow, they had common law. They're talking about common law over there. Well, I think that people around this goddamn world are figuring this shit out. Like I said, the Yellow Jackets, but what did they do? They went and burned a goddamn Masonic lodge. They know where it's coming from. Commercial law or not common law, which is set in stone and includes the right to privacy. No one can spy on you without your permission, and the New Zealand government, New Zealand judges and lawyers all know this. They have betrayed us all. After World War II, the people of New Zealand made agreements between themselves, just like our Bill of Rights people, so no force like the Nazis could ever rise again. They promised never to accept censorship or criminalization of opinion. They promised if it ever happened, the New Zealand people would march on Parliament the next day and drag them out into the streets and give them the beating of their lives and tell them they are fired. They did so to preserve freedom, freedoms the New Zealand soldiers had fought and died for. If you accept censorship or criminalization of opinion, you have reverted to what the Nazis were doing to their people and all of the oppressed Europe. New Zealand people have forgotten the agreement, just like we've forgotten our Bill of Rights, right? The New Zealand people have forgotten their agreements their great-grandparents made to preserve freedom in New Zealand. They said the price of freedom is people will make mistakes. If you don't accept that, then you don't really believe in freedom. There is an agency which controls the New Zealand media. They decide what is censored and what is promoted, just like here. My information is that agency is headed by a senior Freemason intelligence official who is not a New Zealander. A foreign actor of another nation controls what is censored to the public in New Zealand. The New Zealand government refuses to let you know it even exists. Oi, I wonder where that person's from. Oi. Just like here, people. And people are figuring it out around the world. The Yellow Jackets certainly have in France, and some people in New Zealand know it. Okay, here we are. Back to the United States. You elected them to write new laws. They're letting corporations do it instead. Duh! Like, we haven't known this and been saying it for fuck how many years? Hey man, USA Today. This is from USA Today. It was sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Each year, state lawmakers across the United States introduce thousands of bills dreamed up and written by who? Oh, come on, guys, you can guess it. Corporations, because this is a corporation. This is a corporate monarchy. Industry groups and think tanks. Wonder who writes up this bullshit that they're passing off, that they're violating our fucking Bill of Rights with. Wonder who writes that shit up. Disguised as the work of lawmakers, these so-called model bills get copied in one state capital after another, quietly advancing the agenda of the people who write them. The fucking corporation. Non-elected. This is your representation. You're under a corporate fucking rule. You are a corporate fucking subject. A 2-year investigation by USA Today, the Arizona Republic, and the Center for Public Integrity reveals for the first time the extent to which special interests have infiltrated state legislatures using model legislation. They've done it. They've been infiltrated from the fucking beginning, and we know it, don't we? USA Today and the Republic found at least 10,000 bills, almost entirely copied from model legislations, legislation were introduced nationwide in the past 8 years. It's just like these red flag laws, all this fucking horse shit. This confiscation, direct violation of our fucking second article, of the whole Bill of Rights, the 9th and 10th especially. And hell, all of them, all the due process. And more than 2,100 of those bills were signed into law. The investigation examined nearly 1 million bills in all 50 states and Congress using a computer algorithm developed to detect similarities in language. The search, powered by the equivalent of 150 computers that ran nonstop for months, compared known model legislation with bills introduced by lawmakers. The phenomenon, it ain't no fucking phenomenon. It ain't no phenomenon about it. It is fucking planned. It is executed through the fuck by the free fucking Masons. Who are the ones that own the goddamn corporations? The international corporate mafia, call them what they are. The phenomenon, my ass, of copycat legislation is far larger. In a separate analysis, the Center for Public Integrity identifies tens of thousands of bills with identical phrases, then trace the origins of that language in dozens of those bills across the country. Model bills passed into law have made it harder for injured consumers to sue corporations. See, that's your goddamn common law. They could never do this if your common law was in place and you had your common law courts. That's us. That's we the people. We elect the son of a bitch that's sitting on the bench. We elect the goddamn sheriff. And we are the fucking jurisdictional authority that moves that court. No other can. And nothing can stop us from doing that. That is our unalienable right. They've called for taxes on sugar-laden drinks. They've limited access to abortion and restricted the rights of protesters. And all these copycat bills amount to the nation's largest unreported special interest campaign driving agendas in every state house and touching nearly every area of public policy. And that's what I tell you. You know, we talk about my state. Your state. My state's the most. No, they're all equally corrupt, and this is why. The investigation reveals that fill-in-the-blank bills have been in some states supplanted the traditional approach of writing legislation from scratch. They have become so intertwined with the lawmaking process that the nation's top sponsor of copycat legislation, a member of the Pennsylvania General Assembly, claimed to have signed on to 72 such bills without knowing or questioning their origin. For lawmakers, copying model legislation is an easy way to get fully formed bills to put their names on while building relationships with lobbyists and other potential campaign donors. Nothing to do with it. Fuck, we the people, who they're supposed to, this is treason. High fucking treason. High crimes and misdemeanors. This is the fucking rope. And here they are telling us. I mean, it's gotten to the point, it's the revealing. Yeah, that's, and then everybody will find, you know, it's like, If all of this, this knowledge had been passed in one fucking day, the people would have just been shocked and fucking just went off. But incrementally, they spill it out. They spill it out more and they spill it out more. This is fucking treachery at its highest level. None of these fucking laws are legitimate. Corporations do not run this fucking country. The fucking individual free sovereigns of this nation do. And we should have our fucking common law courts back because they were fraudulently removed. And we should have our right to take these pricks into court and take every fucking thing they got and then hang them. For special interests seeking to stay under the radar, model legislation also offers distinct advantages. Copycat bills don't appear on expense reports or campaign finance forms. They don't require someone to register the lobbyist or sign it or, yeah. register as a lobbyist or sign in at committee hearings. But once injected into the lawmaking process, they can go viral, spreading state to state and executing an agenda to the letter. We know what it is. We understand it. It's just, when in the hell are we going to do something about it, people? We know who the enemy is, and they are fucking just pizza. They're small. But if it, but as long as they keep playing this game and turning us against each other, and no, oh, go to the Mueller reports, and then the Congress is going to subpoena the Mueller report. Like, this shit matters at all in anybody's life. If, like, it matters to the fellow who's getting kicked out of his fucking house, worked all of his fucking life, and some spick is here taking his fucking job, or some chink. Representative Eric Swalwell, we must ban and buy back assault weapons. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Representative Eric Swalwell, no doubt a Mason, Democrat, California, is pushing for a ban of assault weapons coupled with a buyback scheme. He tweeted for this Wednesday, citing it as the step House Democrats need to take now. They have passed legislation criminalizing private gun sales via universal background checks. So, you know, you're only going to buy, one person is going to buy it back from you is the goddamn government, you see. You're not going to be, whoa. Ain't going to be no private sales. They're trying to get a control on this because they don't have the numbers of all the guns. Because people have bought and sold and traded and back and forth. Hell, goddamn, when I was young, I mean, I traded so many guns, and I'd buy a gun here and sell a gun there, you know, kind of thing. Everybody did. We're free. We thought we were free. We were under communism. It just hadn't all the way been plugged in yet. Swalwell's tweets also contained audio of a voicemail he allegedly received from someone who was irate over the Democrats' constant barrage of gun controls. The unidentified caller said in part, "You think you got some new young motherfucker going to take over and fuck the Constitution? Fuck you. You want to go to war, motherfucker? We're going to war." Swalwell did not state when the alleged voicemail was left, but he responded to it by saying, "I'm not afraid of this guy. I'm not afraid of the," and here they thought, "I'm not afraid of the end." This guy wasn't, it ain't NRA talking to you, motherfucker. It's the fucking people. It's the fucking American nationals. This was a strange response considering the voicemail embedded in Stalwell's tweet did not say a word about the NRA. But no, the only ones that are fighting it's the NRA. It ain't the people. 90% of the people are against the NRA. Well, I am, because I know that they're just a controlled opposition. They wrote the 1968, infringement on my fucking rights. I know who, see, but trying to blend it in. I know the guy that wrote, that told you, you motherfucker, we're going to take, you're not taking over, the Constitution. Fuck you. And no, there was no NRA guy. I guarantee you. It was just a fucking, it was somebody out here like you and me who's just, no, you're not. You're not. You know how many people I've heard say, they're not taking my fucking gun. It's been a bunch. About everybody I talk to. New Zealand is in the process. Here we are, New Zealand again, that we just talked about. Now let's see this. New Zealand is in the process of banning commonly owned semi-automatic rifles in conjunction with a buyback scheme. The buyback cost is expected to reach $300 million in a country that only has an estimated 1.2 to 1.5 million firearms. The U.S. has approximately 340 million, and that's one number you're going to call low. You're going to call that low. Try about double that. Try about double that, motherfuckers. You don't know. It's just like these illegal aliens. You don't fucking know. But you know it's a goddamn enough for us to fucking wipe your ass. We're the largest army on this goddamn planet. And we're gonna wipe your asses out, you sons of bitches, you corporate pieces of shit. 340 million privately owned firearms. That's the ones they have registered. You think they got them all registered? You think they got half of them registered? I don't. Millions upon millions of which are commonly owned semi-automatic rifles. Swalwell's push to ban commonly owned semi-automatic rifles and buyback those already in circulation is repeat of a similar push he made nearly a year ago on May 21st. When he comes up here and he says he ain't afraid of this guy, man, I'll tell you what, you're a tough-talking son of a bitch, man. All of them are. It's like Bloomingthorne. They're standing up there with their fucking bodyguards with machine guns and shit guarding them. They're tough-talking motherfuckers. I'd like to stand face-to-face with you, motherfucker. I'm an old man. Hell, I'm fucking damn near 58 fucking years old. You come and tell me you're going to take my gun, motherfucker. I'll call you a motherfucker, and I'll fucking bitch-slap you flat of your fucking ass, you punk. How fucking dare you, you fucking traitor. You, what you have coming to you is a fucking short trial and a fucking hanging, you goddamn dirty parasitic fucking commie. Where were we here? Sawwell's push to ban commonly owned semi-automatic rifles and buy back those already in circulation is a repeat of similar push he made nearly a year ago. And like I said, the fucking, when this shit breaks loose, man, you're going to have a hell of a goddamn, private guard around you. What were we talking about? A mile and a third? Solid fucking guards around you? That'd be the only way you could really be protected, motherfuckers. Because you're the head of the snake. And we're not just going to fucking fight the rattle. We're coming for the fucking head of the snake. We're coming for your cowardly, spineless ass. And I'd rather not even have it like that. I want you to stand in front of a fucking jury. I want to see you like at those Nuremberg trials where they're just shaking all over because they know they're fucked. You're going to know you're fucked, you son of a bitch. And you're going to walk up those fucking 13 steps. And you're going to have that hemp rope slid down around your treasonous fucking neck. And then you're going to be, and you have your eyelids fucking stapled to your fucking forehead in front of a 30 by 40 foot mirror. And you're going to watch yourself shit yourself when you go through that fucking trap door, you dirty son of a bitch, you treasonous dog shit eating bastard. On May 21st, 2018, Stalwell told Fox News, Tucker Carlson, of his plan for a government-sponsored assault weapons buyback with criminal prosecution of Americans who do not comply. Get on it, motherfucker. Do it, you spineless little piece of shit. Carlson also told Sawwell the plan sounded like a forced buyback, i.e. confiscation. Sawwell rejected the label of confiscation but admitted that individuals who kept their commonly owned semi-automatic rifles past the buyback period would be prosecuted if caught. I think that's confiscation. And now you got Lindsey Graham just openly confiscation. Do it! You fucking wiener, you goddamn little pussy. I mean, they're so disgusting to me. I look at Lindsey Graham. Can you imagine Lindsey Graham taking, fuck, he couldn't take fucking a lollipop from a 10-year-old that didn't want to let go of it. He's a fucking punk. They're all a bunch of fucking punks. But they're Masonic punks, so they think they can just write it down and hire with your resources the people to come and kill you and take your guns. Well, it ain't just going to be, you're not going to stand away. You're not going to, you cannot get far enough away from us, you motherfuckers, when this starts. You cannot get far enough away from us. Other countries ain't going to be far enough, because when we take this motherfucker back, we'll have our nuclear arsenal, and they are going to return you to us for prosecution, or we are going to fucking blow them up with our nuclear arsenal. Got it? Immigrant, here's the next article, and we're about at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Podcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1237 Pacific Time. And that was Nickelback with Edge of Revolution. Fucking shit. Our great-great-grandpas should have been on the Edge of Revolution. When that, in 1869, when they fucking, put their goddamn, their fucking treacherous Fourth Amendment in place in violation of our fucking authority, there should have been a revolution. There should have been an uprising. No more of this revolution bullshit where a handful come out and fucking, we're the delegated fucking goddamn aristocracy. That ain't gonna happen this time around. Alright, you're gonna love this one. Immigrants sent record $148 billion home. Wonder why they keep letting them pump them in here. Huh? Latin America and China and tops, let's see, billion home, Latin America and China tops. From Washington Examiner, this was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Legal and illegal immigrants in the United States send a record $148 billion home in 2017, with Latin America and China topping the list, according to a new World Bank data. Mexico received the most at $30 billion, followed by China with $16 billion, and India with $11 billion. This is why we don't have a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out, is the American nationals that own this goddamn country. And who's running this goddamn country? Well, like I said before, you know, if three or four people get together and start talking, they're going to try and get a goddamn microphone, and they're going to find out what you're fucking doing. What is a group of you talking about? What group is excluded from that? It must be the group that's doing it. You know, the secret societies. You know, the Freemasonry in this goddamn country. Mexico received the most. And the three Northern Triangle nations targeted by... they're out to get these son of a bitches, aren't they? Your knight in shining armor that just gave them a whole fucking year to see how many... I mean, what did he say yesterday? It's a year open. Hey, the gloves are off. A year. As many as you pump in here in a year, it's done deal. I'm not going to do nothing about it. You're not going to be stopped. We're going to accommodate you. We are going to take from the American nationals. We're going to give you everything. Get here quick. You got a year. A fucking year, people. And the three Northern Triangle nations targeted by President Trump's funding threat, fuck you, over illegal immigration, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras received over $16 billion, according to an analysis by the new Pew Research Center. So what it is, it's transferring the wealth of our country to these fucking foreign fucking countries, man. That's all there is to it. And they're getting kickbacks. I guarantee you, fucking Trumpy, all the Freemasonry that's running this country are getting fucking kickbacks. And not to mention, when your currency leaves your country, if it was a true currency, and when it leaves your country, that's a part of your country. That is how the sovereignty is being removed from your fucking country and turned over to the fucking one world order. The 148 billion shipped home in 2017 is up from 138 billion in remittances in 2016. And remember when Trump, he said that if them Mexicans didn't build that wall for him, he was going to stop the remittances and use that money? There's $138 billion fucking dollars right there, people. That should be in American people's hands, that is in the hands of the fucking goddamn foreigners around the goddamn world, these third world fucking slaves that they send up here. This is how they're doing it. They're sending their third world slaves up here, and the money's coming back to their fucking country. That's their economy. Think about it. And it's up significantly from the $123 billion sent out in 2012. Globally, immigrants sent... Globally, immigrants sent $625 billion home in 2017 at 7% one-year jump. At a 7% one-year jump. The Pew Interactive chart of remittances is below. No, it isn't, because we're not going to have that. What's more is likely that the numbers are higher, since the World Bank's figures are estimates and is hard to track the cash delivered home. You see people? Do you see what they are doing? The practice has come under fire from several corners. Immigration reform advocates have criticized the huge amounts of money flowing to corrupt nations and to flowing anywhere. It's ours, you son of a bitches! How fucking dare you? This is, you see, that's how the goddamn Federalists sold us that government, huh? That's how they sold us that bullshit Constitution, wasn't it? We're going to protect you from this very, well, like just like everything else. Whatever they say, turn it 180 degrees, and that's what it really is. And some in Congress have charged that the money is earned under the table and thus not taxed as typical income. No, they're just fucking carting your country. They can't get your resources out of here fast enough, and they're taking the goddamn, I mean, they're taking the wealth of your fucking nation, man. That's all there is to it. Immigration expert Jessica Vagan, it looks like, of the Center for Immigration Studies recently told Secrets that one concern is that the nations from which illegal immigrants come into the United States from feel no need to reform since so much money is coming home from those illegals. That's why they're sending them here. That's why you're paying for them to come here, to come and take what is yours. You got it? Thus, sums of money involved are huge, particularly as a share of the GDP. That's the gross national, gross domestic product. That's how much we make, you know, as a nation. You think about it, I mean, you're taking almost $1 trillion away here. $1 trillion as we go further, and this won't even pay the interest on what we've borrowed supposedly from these motherfuckers that we owe them, that we borrowed to pay off their fucking frauds. It's here, I mean, it's just completely, it's bizarro world. And personal income in the Central American countries. It offers a big clue as to why these countries are giving only token efforts to stem the tide of migrants and why that fucking son of a bitch Trump is right in there with them. We gave him a whole fucking year to get as many of them up here and get as much of that fucking cash, money out of this country, the wealth out of this country, sent to these fucking countries. He's getting his kickbacks, you gotta believe it. United States, he's one of us. See, we're good Republicans, we're conservatives, and he's one of us. Well, your shit's going too, you dumb son of a bitch. Especially El Salvador and Honduras, said Vagan, who regularly testifies before Congress on immigration policy. Oh, and they're testifying. They're going to do something someday. In a year. In a year, we're going to do something. You go down and call it a crisis and an invasion. I mean, just think if your country was being invaded, just like France was invaded. And you just said, well, in a year, we're going to send some soldiers up there to try to stop it. You better stop it by yourself by then, or else we're going to, I'm telling you, in a year, a fucking year, people. Maybe that's something he'll run on. I'm going to do it just like I ended DACA on day one. Just like I sent every one of them back and built that fucking wall that Mexico paid for. And if they didn't, I was going to take their remittances and build it. Remember? The lying son of a bitch. What I think they know is that they have no intent for Trump to be reelected. They have set the stage. He was there for one reason, to build the police state and to fucking cash out the country and to get as many fucking foreigners into this country to kill Americans as was humanly possible. And he has fucking done it. And still, they fucking sit there in their red hats in goddamn Michigan. Yeah, your Second Amendment is safe. Bullshit. How dumb. It's not dumb. All those people there, you want to know who the Masons are? Go look at the fucking footage. That's who they are. On Tuesday, Trump backed away from previous threats. Anyway, this is illegal immigration levels may reach 500,000 over the next 3 months. 500,000 over the next 3 months, people. Could be, and it will, because now it said, well, you got one fucking year to get here. You better get your ass in gear. If you want to come there and take what belongs to them Americans, you better get your ass in gear, and we'll supply the money, make no mistake. We'll supply the police escort clear through fucking Mexico, right up to the United States border where you walk across, and they're children. It's because of the children. Our country's going to be taken. The United States, the mightiest nation on the fucking planet, is going to be taken by children. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Illegal immigration at the United States-Mexico border could more than double from current rates in the next 3 months alone, as President Trump postpones action on the issue for a year. He tells you it's, goddamn, it's a crisis. It's an invasion. Well, we're just going to go ahead and back off on that. I've gotten some orders from Jared Kushner coming straight from King Netanyahu. They're just going to step back and, yeah, this is going to be like Europe. They're just going to walk on fucking in, people. And nothing's going to stop them until they get to your hometown. We heard about them people down by Houston. We heard the lady talk and talking about how they're afraid to go out of their houses. That's how it's going to be here. That's what they fucking want. They want people who will kill Americans because Americans wouldn't kill each other for them. On Thursday, Trump backed away from previous threats. He would shut down the southern border, now giving Mexico a year. And a year to clamp down on illegal immigration. No, a year of that fucking free, just do it. The borders are wide fucking open. Just come on in for a year. How many of you think they can get in here in a year? What would any army around the world that was invading give for just a fucking year of nobody said, even firing a shot at them? I mean, just advancing and capturing place after place and putting their fucking people into the political positions and just taking the country. Who wouldn't give it? I mean, who wouldn't give their ass to have it? He gave them. I mean, this is your boy out there, you Trump tards. Or he would shut down the southern border, now giving Mexico a year to clamp down on illegal immigration and drug trafficking before he takes any action against the country. Oh, I'm sure they're going to do it. Boy, they're scared to death of you. They just elected a fucking openly, well, they've always been communists. They've been communists since 1917. But they, I mean, openly, hey, ran on the communist fucking ticket, just like these son of bitches are running on communist tickets for this next fucking election. They think they're going to pull this shit off, people. They don't think you'll fight. While the southern border remains overrun, I'm saying this, the crisis could reach nearly unprecedented levels between April and June. Princeton policy researcher Stephen Kopitz tells Breitbart News. According to Kopitz, over the course of 3 months, the Trump administration could see anywhere between 450 and 500,000 border crossing, a rate of illegal immigration at the southern border that is double the rates between the last 3 months, when about 195,000 arrests were made between, I mean, don't say arrests. You didn't arrest shit. You fucking gave them fucking, you wrote down their name, you gave them their fucking bus ticket and their money, and you sent them into the interior of the United States to kill our fucking people. You treasonous bastard. Arrests were made between December 2018 and February 2019. Arrests of border crossers and illegal aliens by federal immigration officials have increasingly resulted in those nationals ultimately being released into the interior of the country. So there's no arrest. There's no fucking detention. They're not even fucking detaining them, people. They just cross and get in a rig and go. Where do you want to go? Give them a ride. That's what you're fucking paying for. As the Trump administration expanded the catch and release. What? Do not say it so. You Trump tards out there are listening, right? As the Trump administration expanded the catch and release policy this year. 500,000 border apprehensions. I love that word. That's another one. Rest and apprehension. You didn't apprehend nobody. They came to you and threw their arms around you. That's not an apprehension. That's a welcoming. You welcomed them with fucking money and a fucking bus ticket or plane ticket into the interior, clear up to the fucking northern border of this fucking country, you treasonous bastards. In the next 3 months would not surprise me, half a million border apprehensions. It would not surprise me. That's not apprehensions. That's 500,000 more in here. Kopitz told Breitbart News, I think the current situation is likely unsustainable and will likely result in a political crisis. Oh, a political crisis, huh? As our fucking people become poorer, our people are being put out on the fucking streets because they're having to get, you know, I have to keep bringing it up. We didn't reproduce our fucking population here. We should have more than ever, people. Think about it. Our resources are being pumped. We're almost number one at fucking exporting our crude. We will be number one in exporting our crude. And our people that own this fucking nation keep getting poorer and poorer until they're out on the goddamn streets or living in tent cities. And then finally, it's the ditch. See, maybe they get you so poor you'll trade that fucking rifle for a loaf of bread before you'll use it. Crisis somewhere before the middle of July. A crisis somewhere before the middle of July. Kopitz continued. Kopitz's projection is that the United States could see potentially 130,000 arrests. Here we are again arresting. You ain't arrested nobody. Arresting means detained. You're not detaining him. You are assisting them. Just like the fucking Mexicans are assisting them. Police escorts across fucking Mexico from fucking Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador. Police escorts, that's arrest. What's arrest mean for you and me? Do they hand you a bunch of money and send you on your way and or drive you to where you want to go? Is that what arrest means to you and me? By these unlawful, fraudulent corporate motherfuckers? Arrests at the southern border in April, 170,000 arrests. No, 170,000 welcome mats in May and 150,000 welcome mats in June for a total of about 450,000 welcome mats complete with fucking cash and a fucking plane ticket or a bus ticket in just 3 months. See, you know, this, I was talking about, you know, the big cities. It's going to come quicker than you think. And these kind of numbers coming in, they're going to be in your fucking, I mean, your small towns. They're going to be there. You're going to start seeing the fucking gang signs written on your fucking walls. And then they're going to start seeing, you know, the drug stings just going to come pouring in. And then they're going to start fucking trying to muscle people because that's what fucking gangsters do. And when that happens, that's when maybe people will grow a spine and some balls and will go out and fucking meet the fucking problem head on and fucking destroy these son of a bitches. But now, see, they're already going to be across your, they're going to be right in your goddamn neighborhood, people. And they're going to be armed just like you. So you better be a badass fighter. Or you better be a good runner. And just run and run and run until they catch you and finally do your worthless, spineless ass in. In just 3 months. To put that rate of illegal immigration into perspective, there were less than 400,000 arrests, no welcome mats, at the U.S.-Mexican border in the entire fiscal year of 2018. Roughly 450,000 to 500,000 border welcoming mats in the next 3 months would surpass the yearly totals of illegal immigration in fiscal year 2018, 2017, 2016, and 2015. Were I counseling the president, he's not the president. I'm getting sick of people like Mike Nesser calling him the fucking president, you traitor. You fucking traitor. You're one of his boys over there on fucking, micro effect. Over there talking, Mr. our president. He's your fucking president, traitor. He ain't mine. And you're a traitor. I would have advised him to, and he also mentioned again the other day that the least important tool you own in this fight is your rifle. That's a fucking traitor. I would have advised him to close the border now with good notice to the various parties. But I would have drawn the line here, Kopitz said. They ain't going to draw on a line there. Man, remember when the election was going on? And they were talking and throwing every fucking one of them out. And he said, he came out and said, boy, the Trumpites were, oh, you got, remember, give him a chance. Do y'all, you guys remember that chant? Give him a chance. And we told you he's not going to throw one of the motherfuckers out. And as of to date, he has not. Even the MS-13 gang members that have been arrested and are being held have not been deported and will not be deported. They will be released on you like the British released the savages on the frontiers to burn the frontiers. That's what's going to happen. So you better get your ass ready for it because you've been so negligent. You're going to have a hell of a fight on your hand if you got the balls to fight it. While Trump waits a year to take action against Mexico, there are projected to be potentially 1 to 1.5 million illegal aliens arriving at the southern border this year. So he's just already said they're coming. They're here. They're in. This is your guy that was going to throw every one of them out. You Trump-tards. How you like that word, Trump-tards? Yeah, I like that libtard thing. You guys like to say that. How about Trump-tard? That's what you are, Trump-tard. You're retarded.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
Do you remember, Henry, when Trump was first starting out with all this bullshit? Remember, I'll never forget it. He says, the next day, when I get elected, the next day, immigration will stop.
Yep.
I mean, you know, I mean, this son of a bitch just—he's got to be the worst liar out of them all.
Yeah.
You know, unbelievable.
Yeah, but everybody knows only politicians lie, Mark. Yeah, I'm fucking international real estate moguls who have their reality shows. They don't lie. They're just like us, dude. They wouldn't lie to us. God, I cannot believe people were that goddamn. I mean, that Trump tard fits. I cannot believe that anybody was that retarded to think that that was even a fucking possibility, considering the goddamn what you've seen in your lifetime. Have they ever? I mean, where do you want to go with this? I mean, goddamn it! Have any of them ever did what they said they were going to do? They do the opposite. 180 degrees. So when you start listening to this next batch, and I cannot believe that we have not risen up to stop this shit already a long time ago. But when you get ready hearing this next shit, just take it, turn it 180 degrees, and you'll know exactly what's coming for you. Because you're going to have the goddamn communists, the socialism. See, goddamn, they would have hung people. I mean, fucking 30, 40 years ago, come out and admit you're a socialist? Really? And go out in the streets and start fucking advocating for inciting a goddamn revolution in this country, you'd have been nabbed up and fucking put against the wall. Wonder what's changed. What the Freemasons have changed. Were I counseling the president? Yeah, were you? I would draw the line. Sure you would. While Trump waits a year to take action against Mexico, there's a projected potential 1 to 1.5 million illegal aliens. That's projected right now. You fucking better, and you know they're going to lie about that number. If they're ever going to lie about numbers, this is one they're going to lie about. Try about four or five times. I mean, I'm telling you people, you're going to see him right near, even as far away from the border as I am, I'm going to see him right here in this fucking town. I have no doubt in my fucking mind. They're coming. And they have one fucking purpose here, and that's to kill us. It's to rape your daughter and chop her up into little fucking pieces. It's to fucking, their fucking gang shootouts. What they want here is what they got down in fucking Mexico, where the people finally, who had been disarmed, finally smuggled arms and shit and started killing back, finally. But still, look at what they've done to them. Are you going to let that happen? Maybe you ought to bury that gun. I mean, it'd be safer that way. If it was buried, I mean, you could always go and bury it. I mean, you'll have plenty of time to unbury it as they're busting through your fucking door and as they're raping your wife and your daughter and your dog. Catch and release rates from February and March, the most recent months from which data is available. Meanwhile, U.S. taxpayers are crippled with the burden of absorbing. Now, here they are, absorbing 11 to 22 million strong illegal and the 11 to 22 million illegal population. Do you believe those numbers for one fucking second when you see them coming in by the millions? And they throw that number there. You know, as 11 million for all those years is we're watching them pour across and not even add 1 million to it. Not just hundreds of thousands are coming, but that don't add up to millions. And now they say, well, goddamn, it's gotten completely ridiculous. 11. Would you believe 22? No. I believe about a fucking 100. Because every other person I see is one of the son of a bitches. Illegal population in terms of health care costs, illegal aliens, and their U.S. born child cost the American taxpayers $17 billion a year. And that's where you going out and busting your ass and fucking working, trying to keep a roof over your head and paying the fucking freight for these motherfucking foreigners and their fucking children. Fuck their children. Annual illegal immigration costs America taxpayers $116 billion fucking dollars. The nation's Washington, D.C. imposed mass illegal immigration. I love this. Their policy. Illegal. I mean, what the fuck do these words mean anymore? How about unlawful, you bastards? Listen to this statement. This is a fucking written statement. The nation's Washington, D.C. imposed mass legal and illegal immigration policy, so they have an illegal immigration policy so they can illegally immigrate through that policy. whereby at least 1.5 million unskilled foreign nationals are admitted to the U.S. every year. They've been saving this goddamn 11 million for how long? But at 1.5 million, my ass. Triple that. 3 to 6 million a year have been pouring across that fucking border. Is a boom to corporate executives. No. You mean like Trump and his fucking buddies? His international buddies? His Masonic international buddies? It's a boom to them? Wall Street, big business, and multinational conglomerates, as American workers and middle class have their wealth redistributed to countries, to the country's top earners through wage stagnation. No, it ain't wage stagnation. It is goddamn outright theft. It is fucking theft by definition of the goddamn word if you live in reality. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour and then some. We will be back on Monday. With another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. And until then, what the fuck can I say? I guess get ready because they're coming. And they got a year to, they got a year free pass. They just have your great, your knight in shining armor on the white charger just granted them a year free pass, free fucking pass to come. Hey, you know, they're issuing more visas for your middle class jobs out there too. So you guys have a real nice weekend. And that is The Word from the Trenches.
Have a good weekend, Henry.
You too, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Oh, wait a minute. We got to announce something here. Because in the auction, we had one coin. It was like a wild card kind of coin for all the people that entered the auction. And Laura's supposed to have the names in a hat. And she should have come up here and reminded me so we can see who gets that. Laura. You drew it? She drew it and posted. All right. Okay. Richard Smith. Congratulations, Richard Smith. And you guys have a great weekend. We'll talk to y'all later.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!